So when I was a seminarian, I spent a summer assignment with a priest who was a wonderful man, very intelligent, very holy, and he absolutely loved reading, put my library to shame any way you looked at it. And his parishioners, he'd been in his parish for about 13 years, had long ago made some sort of an uneasy peace with the fact that most evenings he would go out for a walk while reading. He would hold a book in front of him and he would walk a couple of miles each day. And I asked him once, I'm like, have you ever just like tripped, fallen over? And he just kind of thought about it. He went, no, I haven't. Which is astounding to me, but somehow he had mastered the art of reading while also remaining aware of what was going on around him and where he was walking. So he wasn't totally absorbed within himself or with what he was reading. And that really is the dynamic that underlies our readings this weekend. What are we aware of? What are we paying attention to? Or more accurately, who are we paying attention to? One of the most condemning lines in the gospel, I think, is the one that we hear today when Jesus speaks about the Pharisee. He prayed to himself. What an awful phrase to be said of somebody. He prayed to himself. And notice he thinks he's praying to God. But of course, in this parable, Jesus is illustrating to us that, in fact, the dynamic is such that he is so caught up within himself. It's not that God isn't listening, but the Pharisee isn't even speaking to God. And so in the spiritual life, we might talk about the difference between recollection and rumination. Recollection is good. Rumination is what the Pharisee is doing. It's speaking to oneself. We use that phrase, that word, rumination, sometimes to talk about thinking something over, and oftentimes we are just thinking it over in our own mind. But Jesus is inviting us to something else. He's inviting us to recollection. He is reminding us of the truth that God is always present, but is always present in a way where he desires to be intimate with us in our very minds, in our hearts. Oftentimes, we get stuck in a process of rumination. We may be so preoccupied with worry that we stay within ourselves. We may be so mad at what somebody did that we stay within ourselves. We may be so caught up in temptation that we stay within ourselves trying to lock it down. This is a result of our concupiscence, of our fallenness, where we are self-focused. But the good news that Jesus presents is that there's another way. We can and should be recollected. We never, in fact, live, think, or operate alone. The key question is, will we become aware of that? So how would our lives be different if we started to become a little bit more aware of when we ruminate and tried to turn it into recollection? So what that looks like is very simple. If we realize that we've been thinking something over for a long time, we come back to a kind of exterior awareness, stop and think, when was the last time I talked to God? And generally, as we're getting started, we haven't. Through the whole course of thinking something over. So we just begin at that moment, very simply, very humbly. Jesus, here's what I'm worried about. Sorry, I've had it on my mind and haven't been talking to you. Here's what's going on. Again, not that he didn't already know, but God delights in us sharing our heart with him. And then as we continue to do that, we will become more and more aware of those moments where we become sort of solitary, isolated, trapped in our own mind, and it will become a quicker thing to suddenly turn our heart subtly to the Lord and invite him in. And notice, this doesn't mean that we then disappear into some sort of hermitage, that we pull back from the world. We remain able to walk around, do what we were doing, but now we aren't doing it by ourselves. We aren't thinking it over alone. God is able to be present to those depths of our heart. And Jesus makes it very clear, this includes the sinful depths of our heart as well. We need to crush the idea that I can only come before God when I've gotten my stuff worked out. Because it's the opposite of what the tax collector does. He knows that he is a sinner. And tax collector typically means an extortionist, a thief. He is a sinner. But he also believes that God will come to him in that. He didn't even need to raise his eyes towards heaven. God already came into his heart. And we also see how the very heights of pious practice can serve as an obstacle. Because we take it from the Pharisee, who of course is proud of being so honest, and talks about all of his spiritual practices, fasting and paying tithes. And he's doing those things alone too. Because if they serve anything outside of himself, it's only to distance him further from the riffraff. So we see that God's desire is, on any point in the spiritual spectrum, to be invited into our heart, to be part of the conversation that we have with ourselves throughout the day. And that is what makes it different from rumination. And indeed, in its greatest form, heaven, in a way, becomes present to our heart, because it's where the Lord is. And those things that trouble us, those things that distract us, those things that bring us joy, begin to be transformed by the presence of God with us in ways that are beyond our ability to control or understand. And this is what also we see with St. Paul. His whole desire is that all of the spiritual works would be directed by the Spirit. He's calling the church to resist the temptation to fragment, which is what happens when we become focused on doing some spiritual good or on our spiritual gifts. It's possible to do that all by ourselves. At least we think it is. And so he is reminding us that God is the source, the giver, and the director of those gifts. And so the only way that they work is by inviting him in. And again, this humbles those with the greatest or most obvious of spiritual gifts and ennobles those who may seem to have things that are considered less in the eyes of society. He touches on everything from preaching to those who are strong. Nobody is left out. Nobody is left out when all have reference to God, when all allow God to direct their gifts. And so today, let's just ask the question, what do I spend more time doing? Ruminating or being recollected? And as we receive Jesus into our heart, let's not allow it to be just a pious practice where we in fact are praying to ourselves, inviting Jesus into our bodies, but leaving him outside of our heart and our interior conversation, but instead to invite him in, to experience his love in those places where we feel low or unworthy, to be humbled in those places where we have been proud, and to be guided in how to love, not according to our own estimation, but by God's guidance as well as his strength.